We continue our learning Le'ilinish, Mas David ben Menachem, Rishon Mechaim Yaakov, and Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Beitza Perikimel, Mishnah Ches. Continue our discussion of business on Yom Tov. The Mishnah says like this, Omer Adam Lachavero, person can tell his friend who's a chenvani, who's a shopkeeper, Maleli Klize, please fill up this kli for me, saying this on Yom Tov, and this is true even though the volume of that kli is known, and it's usually used to measure things. So this is okay. It's even though it holds a specific type of measure, we know it's a liter. And if you say fill up this kli, you know, you're basically asking to fill up a liter, this kli, a full liter of oil or wine. That's okay. Avo lo bamida. Lo bamida means you're not allowed to mention the measure. You can't say fill up this lug, maleli lug ze. Fill up this liter of kli that's a liter of, you know, for a liter of oil or wine. Now you're not allowed to say. You can say male kli ze, since on a weekday anyway, that's what people would say even if they're not buying something. You know, if someone's lending something to someone or someone's giving something as a gift, you would say male kli ze, even though you know the measure, you know the volume of that kli, that's okay. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im haya kli shel mida lo yimalenu. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, no, if it's something that's typically used for measuring, then you're not allowed to say male kli ze, even though you're not mentioning anything about the measure. You're not saying fill up a liter of oil or wine. It doesn't make a difference. Since the kli is something that is typically used to measure, it's a kli hamyuchad lekach, and we know how much is in it, how much it holds, we know the volume. Therefore, you're not allowed to use that kli at all, even if you say maleli kli ze. Now, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. It follows the Chachamim that we can say maleli kli ze. And in fact, the Rambam rules this way, and I quote from the Rambam Hilchos Yontif Perek Dalid, Omer lechenvani maleli kli ze ulamachar nosein lo shavyav. You can say fill on Yontif to a chenvani, fill up this kli, and the next day you'll pay him, of course, can't pay him on Yontif. Even though it's a kli that's designated for measuring, we can fill it up. As long as you don't mention it in that amida, that's okay, like the Chacham. However, in the Gemara, this is all the way Rava understands the Mishnah. The Shmuel in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, understands the Mishnah differently and says the following. Omer Adam Lachaver, when the Mishnah says, Omer Adam Lachaver, Maleli Kli Zeh, Avalo Bamida, it means not that you're allowed to use a kli that's typically used for measuring, you just can't mention the amount of measuring. No, this is more of a strict way to view the Mishnah. Lo Bamida means you can't use a kli that's miyuchad lamida. You can use a kli, a vessel, that's typically used to measure. Even if you're not mentioning anything about how much it holds, whether the fact that we know the volume, and this is typically used for measuring, So then it's not allowed. Ah, but if it's omed lamida, which means it's something that may have been designated for measuring but has never been used yet, so that's allowed. That's what it means. That's the inference from the Mishnah. If it's omed lamida, adain lo madidu bo, the mefarshim say. So then, to the extent that, let's say the first kli breaks, you're going to use this one, that one you're allowed to fill up. And now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, this is Rabbi Yehuda coming to be strict, arguing on the Tanna Kamma. He said, "Im haya kli shel mida lo yimalenu." Rabbi Yehuda is coming to tell us, according to Shmuel's understanding of the Gemara, is that you can't even use a kli that's omed lamida, that hasn't been used for measuring, but the mere fact that it's been designated for measuring, that's still a problem. Either way, the halacha follows the Tanna Kamma, the Chachamim, that we have the right to be lenient. But according to Shmuel's understanding of the Gemara, what the Tanna Kamma is allowing is that you're allowed to use a kli that that may have been designated for measuring but was never used for measuring. Then you're allowed to say male kli zeh. And according to Rava, you can even use a kli that has been used for measuring, and you know its volume and it's been used in the past, as long as you don't mention the measure itself. Then the Mishnah says like this, Maaseh ba'Abba Shaul ben Butnis. It's a story told about Abba Shaul ben Butnis, Shehaya mimali midosav me'erev Yom Tov. He would fill up his measuring vessels the night on Erev Yom Tov, before Yom Tov, v'nostam lalo kolchos b'Yom Tov. So he filled the measures before Yom Tov. He gave them to the customers on Yom Tov. So what was the, why did he do this? So, well, you did it Erev Yom Tov because you're not allowed to fill up Klei Mida on Yom Tov. He's obviously being strict in this regard and made sure to do this before Yom Tov. Abashol Omer, Abashol comes to report, different Abashol, Abashol comes to report about what Abashol ben Matnis did. He said, no, af ba moed oseh kein. This wasn't just something he did Erev Yom Tov to avoid the problem of filling up Klei Mida on Yom Tov. He did this on Chol HaMoed as well. This was not about measuring. It was mipnei berurei hamidos, in order to be more correct about the measuring. What does that mean? This was about honesty. This wasn't about yontif. Of course, on Chol HaMoed, many came to learn by Abashol ben Matnis because people didn't work on Chol HaMoed. Only Davar Ovid is allowed. So many people were not going to work, and he didn't have enough time to make sure that all the midos, the measures, were going to be filled up correctly. When you're working very fast, you don't have enough time. So we know what happens. You have, if you're pouring wine, oil, whatever it may be, certain liquids, so there's foam on the top. And if you're not careful, you'll end up cheating the customers because it looks like it's full, and then the foam subsides and you realize it's not full. He didn't want to have that problem, that issue of dishonesty, and therefore, he would take care of things earlier, before he'd fill up the midos at night, the night before, to make sure he wouldn't have this problem during the daytime. V'chachamim omrim, af b'chol oseh kein. He didn't just do this, Abashol ben Banis didn't just do this on Chol HaMoed, or before Yontif. He did this even on a weekday, mipnei mitzui hamidos. What's mitzui hamidos? That was to drain the measures. What would happen? So, you want to make sure, let's say you have certain things that are more viscous than others, like oil, for example. So it gets stuck to the walls of the measure of the kli of the midah. And in order to make sure that he's giving an honest measure to everybody, he took his midos, these kalim, and had them suspended overnight over the kalim that were going to be given to the customers to make sure everything drained to the very last drip. Also because of honesty. So, according to the first opinion, that Abashol ben Matnis would fill up his midos from Erev Yom Tov. So that was basically a support for Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda who said, we have a problem using kalim of midah. He was more strict. Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that after all, the measuring is not allowed on Yom Tov, even if you don't make any mention of the quantity that you have. And the short story of Abashol ben Matnis seems to support that. And others say Abashol. And then the Chachamim say, no, this was not about Yontif at all, about measuring Yontif. This was about being honest, whether it's about avoiding the foam, because he was very busy on Chol HaMoed during the day, so he did this, make sure to take care of this at night. Or because on a regular weekday, mitzi amidos, to make sure that everything would drain properly to the last drop. And then the Mishnah concludes, Holech Adam Eitzel Chenvani Haragil Etzlo. A person is allowed to go on Yom Tov to a shopkeeper that you normally come to, your regular customer, and you buy on credit by not mentioning any particular price. V'omer lo, and you say to him like this, Ten li beitzim ve'egoz ibiminyan. Give me a certain measure, a certain number, a certain quantity of eggs, a dozen eggs, or nuts, a certain amount of nuts. Shekein derech balabais lios mon ebesoch beso. Because a balabais typically counts things in his house as well. So this is not considered derech mekachu memkar. Even a regular person counts the items that he has in his house. So here, we wouldn't consider the giving a number as mekachu memkar. Yes, weighing or measuring food, that's something that's related to business, but not giving a particular number. We begin the fourth parak Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Mevi kadei yayin mimakom lemakom. Person who brings pitchers of wine from one place to the other within the tchum, lo yivim basal uva kupa. He's not allowed to bring them in a basket. Kupa is a large basket. A basket or kupa is even a larger one. Why? What's the concern? It looks like a masachol. Looks like a weekday activity. Since pitchers of wine were usually transported in these very large kupos or baskets that had several small containers inside, so this is considered, doing this in public, looks like a weekday activity, and is not, and is a bizayon to the yontif. Avol maybe hu al ksefo o lefanav, but he can carry them on his shoulders or in front of him. He's going to take just a few at a time, so that's okay. That's not a problem. V'chin amolichas ateven, person who's delivering or bringing straw for the purposes of firewood or to feed his animal, both of which are allowed on Yom Tov. So you have someone transporting straw from the field to his house. So lo yafshilas hakupa lachorav, he's not allowed to lower this kupa, this very large basket, upon his back. That would show as if what he's planning to prepare himself to carry many, many loads, or maybe for a long distance. That's the way he would normally do this on a weekday. But to bring it in front of him, the normal way people carry something small, a small amount, that would be acceptable to be done. Now, the Gemara has some discussion about this because the Mishnah here says, in the following statement, where the Mishnah says, "Umaschilin ba'aremas hateven." Once we're discussing teven, so we spoke about transporting the teven to avoid doing it like normally do during the week, bring it in your hand with the shinoi. But now we're going to discuss, what about using a pile of straw to begin with for firewood, which once again, yontif, you're allowed to cook, so I should be able to use it. The only question is whether this pile of teven, the straw, is considered muktzah. I didn't designate it before Yom Tov. So the Mishnah's chiddush is, umaschilin ba'arei masateven. If you have a pile of straw, you're allowed to use it and begin using it, even though you didn't designate it before Yom Tov. You're allowed to use it for firewood. Avalo be'etzim sheba muktzah. But not wood, that's muktzah, is usually the backyard, an area designated for storage in the back of the house. The front is the chatzah, the back is the muktzah. So that wood you're not allowed to use. Now, what's the difference between them? So apparently the wood that's sitting in the backyard, so that wasn't necessarily designated. That's, we don't assume that's going to be used for hasaka, for fuel purposes, for firewood. Now, why is that? So the Gemara explains that the author of this Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. So we mentioned this in the past, that Rabbi Shimon has a more relaxed, a more lenient approach when it comes to muktzah. That doesn't mean that he doesn't hold of muktzah at all, but there's certain categories of muktzah that Rabbi Shimon does not consider muktzah. We mentioned the example, if I have food, I have wine, let's say, or peros laotzer, or I have fruit or food, wine that I plan on selling. So Rabbi Yehuda would say, well, that's muktzah, even though it's food, but you plan on selling. And Rabbi Shimon would say, no, if food is food, I'm allowed to use food that doesn't have the status of being muktzah. So here too, if I have a pile of straw, so Rabbi Shimon assumes that that's okay. That's not a problem to use. I don't have to designate that as firewood. It's yontif. It's straw. People use straw for that purpose, and therefore it's going to be fine. I didn't necessarily say I'm using to feed my animal or for some other purpose. But even Rabbi Shimon would agree. He may hold maschin ba'arei masateven. Yeah, you have this pile of straw. You can use it without having designated. You can use it as firewood on yontif. But Eitzim Sheba Muktzah, if you have wood that's sitting in the backyard, that's not assumed to be designated for firewood. Why? Because those are like 2x4s. Meaning, that is what we call Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis. That's something that is designated as Muktzah because of its great value. It's something that's used for a specific purpose. The same way we wouldn't use a Mila knife for any other purpose, for cutting something else. That's also muktzah machmas chisaron kis, and the questions about when you give a bris milah on Shabbos in the olden days when they used a special knife. So would we say that becomes muktzah right after the milah? So that could be. You have to put it right down because it's muktzah machmas chisaron kis, something that is a value, and you're afraid for financial loss to use it for any other purpose than its designated purpose. doesn't necessarily have to be so expensive, but very often it is. So those items, even Rabbi Shimon will hold our muktzah. And therefore, this wood that's in the muktzah falls into that category and cannot be used for fuel unless you designate it as such before Yom Tov. Now, others say in the Gemara, no, that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Mishnah and who holds of muktzah and is very strict about muktzah. And that's, in fact, why you can't use the wood in the back of the house. It's fuel. It's wood. Can I assume that some of that people would use for firewood? According to Rabbi Yehuda, he takes this strict stance on muktzah. The answer is no. And that would be true even if the wood doesn't say the wood's expensive, doesn't say that 2x4 is piled up. It just says Eitzim Shava Muktzah. So that would be even wood that's not expensive, that wouldn't be used for construction. They're muktzah, unless you designated them and made them muchad. But, so why would Rabbi Yehuda, who has a strict stance when it comes to muktzah, say that maschile bare masatevin? If you want to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of this Mishnah, so why Rabbi Yehuda, who's so strict when it comes to muktzah, allow you to use the straw that wasn't even designated before? So the answer is, the Gemara explains, that we're speaking about tevin masriach, we're talking about straw that's already putrid, that's already doesn't smell good. People, even animals, wouldn't eat it. And there are also maybe thorns inside. So they can't be used, obviously, for any building or any other purpose, for building or to feed to the animals. So the only thing it could be used for, and this is true even before Yom Tov, it was only set aside for fuel, for firewood. Couldn't be used for anything else. And therefore, even Rabbi Yehuda would allow you to use to be maschil ba'arei masatevin. And therefore, different ways to learn the Mishnah, whether the Mishnah is the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, or the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda.